For the NCAA, 2014 was a year of major lawsuits and pointed criticisms, and not too many people are expecting smooth sailing in 2015. Perhaps with that in mind, the NCAA recently created a new position, second only to President Mark Emmert. In December, former West Virginia athletic director Oliver Luck accepted the job. Luck also happens to be the father of NFL quarterback Andrew Luck. Indianapolis Star columnist Greg Doyle recently wrote about what Oliver Luck might mean to the future of the NCAA. Greg, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Bill. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you, and Happy New Year. Let's start with Oliver Luck's resume. As we mentioned, he was the athletic director at West Virginia, a member of the selection committee for the new college football playoff as well. What else has made him so appealing to the NCAA?
Well, he's a little bit of everything. I mean, he was a great, great football player in college, went to the pros, played in the NFL. He ran NFL Europe for about 5 years. Of course, NFL Europe doesn't exist anymore, so maybe I should have not have mentioned that. He ran the authority that brought the Texans to Houston and then got their stadium built. So while none of those things really specify, scream out, NCAA official, he's just got this broad wealth of experience. And the most appealing thing about him, and I talked to him and I saw this for myself, is he's a naive, ambitious egghead, and he really believes in the sanctity of the NCAA and what it can accomplish, and yet also thinks that it needs to evolve with the times and players ought to get some sort of compensation, if at the very least for their autographs. He's going to drag the NCAA in the 21st century. He's going to do it, and that's what the NCAA needs.
Mr. Luck's new title is Executive Vice President for Regulatory Affairs. Do you have a sense at this point of what his responsibilities will be?
His job is really to bring ideas to the table that the membership can live with to start getting players some compensation. Mm. It's not a coincidence that hiring has happened now with the NCAA just recently looking down the barrels of two really bad court decisions about student-athletes are now considered employees, according to the National Labor Union Board, and student-athletes also have the right to be compensated for their likenesses, according to the EA Sports Ed O'Bannon thing. So Luck is coming on, I think, because NCAA knows they need somebody to lead them from where they are now to where we all know they need to be in about 6 months or a year, and Luck is the guy to do it.
So is this a case of NCAA President Mark Emmert saying, I don't agree with the courts, but I'm going to hire a guy who does?
Emmert works for the schools, not the players. And he knows the schools, whether he agrees with it or not, he knows that players are going to get compensated one way or another. And he needs help getting the membership, the schools, to buy into that. So he wants people sitting around that table making decisions, offering quality ideas from a place of perspective and respect. And so whenever it goes to the membership and says, here's what we've come up with, the membership will know this is coming from one of our own. You know, Oliver Luck is an AD. I mean, he's one of us. If he's a guy saying this is what we need to do, then we need to start listening to this guy. I mean, Luck is a one-man wrecking crew to get players paid. That's what I think is going to happen.
As we mentioned, Greg, Oliver Luck's son is Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. The Colts, of course, play in Indianapolis, which is also headquarters for the NCAA. Any risk of Oliver dethroning Andrew as the most popular guy named Luck in Indiana?
Zero, none. In fact, by working for the NCAA, he kind of guarantees he won't be all that popular because they're the biggest dog on the block and everybody's mad at him because they're not doing what we all think they should do, which is let players get paid, A, and B, stop screwing around with the way you punish some schools, you don't punish others. The NCAA makes no sense at all. People don't like the NCAA. Oliver Luck is joining that company. He will not be really popular. But Andrew Luck is everything in the city where I live, Indianapolis. Andrew Luck is everything. Oliver Luck ain't replacing that guy.
Greg Doyle is a columnist for the Indianapolis Star and a frequent guest here on Only a Game. Greg, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year.